Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Own.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
We are on AM 950, Sundays at 2 p.m. and all podcast platforms. So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
Oh, wow. So many things. Like,
I was going to start breathing heavy into the mic and doing a lot of breath work as I cut you off. I was like,
wait, breath work?
Why would we ever do something like that?
Why would we start there? So our extraordinary guest is actually with you in studio, Kelly. So
yeah.
Who are we talking to?
Well, in what universe, in what realm? No, I'm just kidding. We have the amazing Terry Peterson with us, and she is, so it's with the Connecting Spirit and then also Breathing Wellness,
as, yep.
So two different modalities, but it's all about breath and the power of breath. And Terry is a dear friend of the Edge community. She is a columnist, the Just Breathe. I mean, like, oh my gosh, you guys, we can't make this up. And it's just extremely well received. She's an entrepreneur. She's a part of the Community for Higher Consciousness. She has backgrounds. This lady is super smart and just amazing. And I've shared some time with her, and I'm just incredibly blessed to have her in studio today. So welcome, Terry.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
Absolutely. Okay, Brian.
So,
you
Terry,
got a question
you're
for
about to get the spotlight shone upon you. We always love to really. We want everyone to get to know our guests, not just as the masters of their crafts today, but the backstory of how and who and why. And so take us back, if you can, to what got you curious to go on the path that you've gone on. Can you remember some shifting experiences or moments in childhood, early adulthood, where you started recognizing and deciding, I'm going to be in service, I am going to be a healer, I am going to help people. Take us back in the day to how and why you are who you are today.
Well, I think when I first started waking up, it was probably not that long ago, maybe like 20 years ago, around 2000, 2001. Before that time, I was living my life. I was a pharmacist. I was a mother of four. I was trying to be the perfect wife, mother, you know, person, chauffeur, do everything for my kids, and also handle a job. But I really didn't fit the mold. And everything I did kept kind of pushing me more to the holistic realm of pharmacy. And I stuck with it after I started doing the breath work and after I started doing healing. But I definitely shifted. And I actually started finding more people would come across my path and ask me, how do I get off this med? Or how do I balance this side effect? And I could lead them into a more of a holistic approach. So that was probably not until around 2000, but
that's interesting that people that were looking for advice from a pharmacist on how to get off medicines and treatments that they're on, and you're the person that's supposed to be fulfilling those contracts, whatever. I mean, the prescriptions.
Exactly.
I don't know why I saw contracts. Woo! The prescriptions.
Contracts with what, Kelly?
I don't know. Anything's possible in the land of Oz. But to come
you're
to you.
You're going deep there.
I know. Well, Terry's in studio. I mean, come on. Sorry to interrupt.
That's fine. But it was those little experiences. I did have a big aha experience with a psychic that really helped me see the world of the unseen, and that was kind of the tipping point where I just dove into every healing modality, every psychic kind of modality, anything I could do to give myself answers. I was always curious and I wanted to know more.
Okay, tell us about the psychic experience. Because you know you can't plant a seed like that in front of us and then go, yeah, I had this big aha moment with a psychic. I'm just kidding.
My father died when I was young, and I pretty much didn't have a dad. I was like six, and he actually committed suicide when I was 10. But my parents got divorced at about age six. And so all of a sudden, this friend gave me this gift certificate for a reading with a psychic. And like everybody that I knew said, you're not going to do that, are you? And I was like, yeah, I'm curious, right? And so I went, and my dad actually showed up in the reading and told me a lot of things about my past that I didn't even know. Things about, you know, my family. I had asked my mom to confirm things. So I knew there was a lot more out there than the seen world, and it just triggered a whole bunch of things in me to explore more and more. But up until that point, I was pretty much not aware of all the things that are out there, unless they're actually concrete in science. You know, that was my background.
I was just gonna say, Terry, you know, it's really helpful for people who are listening, especially to someone like you who have, to your point earlier, you said that you were awake only kind of in the latter part of your life, so to speak. So like, what were those things that happened in that session that actually, like, what actions did you take afterwards? Like, what so caught your attention that you said, okay, I'm now going to go do this? Like, what were those things?
So first I want to back up and correct you, because I'm not in the latter part of my life.
I just turned
67, and I think I'm about a third or maybe a quarter of the way done.
Atta girl.
So I'm just starting to live life. And, you know, I've always been interested in health and wellness, obviously, pharmacist. You know, I was a biology major in college, and then it's like, what can you do with that? And pharmacy was the concrete thing that, you know, wouldn't put me in a lab all day. And you know, I always had this yearning to figure out how to, you know, help my body be in good shape and feel healthy. And I always just knew I was going to live a really long life. And so longevity and anti-aging were always kind of in the background. And so herbal supplements, that kind of thing, I was kind of doing it already. But when I had this session, the first thing I did was I took a class in Reiki, and then I started right away from that, went into product healing, which is an energy healing modality that's really powerful. And I took a lot of classes in that. I got certified in it, and I always wanted to quit pharmacy and be a healer or open up a clinic or... we had a little clinic that we were doing for free, and I was having amazing results with my healing gifts. And I was like, wow, does this really work? You know, I had to second guess myself a lot, and I was always trying to prove it. So I got a lot of books because I was going to prove it to my family or you know, here's some research that shows that this really works. But you can't do that. And so eventually I let that side of it go. I studied meditation, and I was going to have a meditation group and teach meditation. And I kept looking for a way out of pharmacy. So I dabbled in many things, human design, multidimensional transformation, new paradigm, multidimensional transformation. Can't even remember, light body. I got certified at that. But when I discovered breathwork, that's when really things started to fall into place for me, because I realized I was searching for something and trying to push myself forward into a different career or a different path. And what was holding me back was really my breath. So I learned how to breathe, and then my life really did start to shift. And actually, by the time I retired from pharmacy, which was not that long ago, a couple of years ago, I actually I'd found this balance with it. It was like the East and the West came together. The balance between doing and being came together. And it was because I'd started to I'd been on this breath journey and was mastering my breath. So that was pretty enlightening.
Oh, absolutely. Wow.
So with all of those, you know, educational pursuits you've had and modalities that you've now become mastered in, were they things that you knew of before that psychic session, or did you discover them and seek them out after?
I seeked them out after. I didn't know anything about energy medicine before I started having the curiosity, you know, peaked. But it was my time. It was time for me to start to remember.
Hmm. And what were some of the what are some of your most kind of memorable, enjoyable moments on your journey after that for your own personal healing and discovery? What kind of things have you achieved in your own health and healing discovery?
As I said, I found that balance. I mean, it's not perfect, but I'm a doer, and I'm actually one of the best things, one of the most fun things that happened early on, and it was with the same psychic, as she told me I needed to find the books for Masarimoto. And she actually never gets names and she never gets titles of books, but she got messages from water, Masaru Emoto. And I tried to get his book because before he was popular in the United States, I tried to get his books on interlibrary loan. And one place, I think it was the University of Utah, had one book and they wouldn't lend it out. So I just let it go. And then a year later, things just kind of dropped in my lap. And all of a sudden I had the books, and that led me on a quest that I thought I was going to be exploring water, because that year my daughter was in a science magnet school and she had to do a science project and she did it on Masaru Emoto's work. And in the end, the psychic had told me my soul visits him at night and works with Masaru Emoto at night. So I knew on some level I needed to meet him. And by then, I had been studying a little bit on the power of positive thinking and manifestation, and I was just convinced. And I had put all my energy and my focus on somehow meeting this man. And so we sent my daughter's science project to him, and he actually emailed me back and said, well, if you're ever in Japan, you can come and visit my lab. And so that spring, I was actually going to China to see my son, who was teaching English there. And I arranged for a layover in Tokyo. And as it turned out, my son actually came to me. We spent 2 weeks in Japan because SARS broke out and nobody wanted to go to China. And so I got to go to his lab, and it was really magical. So I love magic. I love synchronicities and when things just start to fall into place and you're in that flow. You know, being curious, when I was thinking about that question, it involves the mind. And there's so many things I'm curious about. But really, where we're going right now is to get out of the mind and into the heart. And so when I think of what I'm curious about, then I feel it in my heart. And if it opens and it feels, you know, exciting and fun and loving, then I know I'm on the right path. And that trip to Japan was magical like that. Every moment was just like, oh, go here and go here. And later, after I got back, Masaru Emoto's staff called me and asked if I would be willing to bring him to Minnesota, which I did for several times in, I think, 2004, 5, 6, and 2013. And I always thought I was going to be doing something with water. And then in 2008, I met my breath coach. We were kind of on a hiatus from what we were doing with him, and then it turned into be all about the breath. But that's everything, really. When you look at feng shui, it's wind and water. So breath and water,
they definitely go hand in
hand. Yes, they do.
When you were in his lab in Tokyo, I just see you going in. Did it almost feel familiar to you?
Oh, that was so long ago. That was 2003. And I was probably kind of nervous and whatever. And everybody spoke Japanese. A few people spoke English. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe it did, because if I was working with him at night, of course, night on the other side of the world is their day. So it makes sense.
Well, that's just That's an extraordinary sharing of flow. That was total flow.
It
total
was.
Total manifestation. I mean, for you to go from, wow, this might be the most exceptional person on planet Earth to teach me something, to get to fly around the world, to be in his lab, to have him invite you, to have the science project involved, and then to
get
be
stuck
the
by
conduit,
stars.
to be the conduit to have him come here. Wow. Absolutely extraordinary. Speaking of extraordinary, we're here with Terry Peterson in person. We're having so much fun. We're wrapping up segment one. We're just getting into the good stuff. I know that you have so many offerings now and in the future that we're going to dive into. We're so grateful that you went on this journey and that you have all of these incredible gifts for us today. This is Being Curious with Kelly and Brian, AM 950. See you soon.
And we're back. Now, so hey guys, Brian had to leave mid-taping, which is just fantastic. So it's now just Terry and I. And Brett, who is our fantastic engineer producer, if you have anything you'd like to say during these next two segments, just come on in. The water's fine.
I know we're going to be doing some breathing exercises. I'm curious to hear how these work, so yeah. I'll be listening.
Well, okay. Well, I'm glad we've got one listener. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, well, we are back with Terry Peterson, and we are just launching into breath work, and you're really going down the exploring water, and you're a pharmacist backed in science. And I'm going to let you know, like anyone that's in studio, I'm seeing all of these beautiful bubbles around Terry. And it's just, she's just such a lovely lady. And I'm so excited that she's here today and just a breath of knowledge. Oh my gosh, I just said that way. I didn't mean to. Like that just came out. But okay, so Terry and I have had a session together and we've known each other for some years. And I thought, and I'll be honest, total ego here. I played saxophone for 15 years. So I thought when you were like, hey, do you know how to breathe? I'm like, I've got this down. And you're like, stand up. And you watched me and you're like, okay, you're okay. But we could be doing a little bit of this, this, and this. So it's 2008. You think you're going down water. Tell me about how you find a breath coach, because you've done Reiki. You've done a little energy work. You have, again, backed in science. And what I love about you also is you are backed in science. And if you can be a pharmacist, which nothing I could do in any way, shape, or form, I mean, you research it. I mean, that's what you're based in. I mean, like that to your core is research, research, research data. So you're researching who to take Reiki from. You're researching who to do energy work from. How do you find your breath coach?
So it just happened again, synchronistically, right? I was taking an online class and we met twice a year for an in-person conference. And one year I went to the West and some of my friends went to the East Coast, and this breath coach practitioner showed up on the East Coast, and I'm like, dang, I wish I would have gone to wherever it was a long time ago. I don't even remember. But then the next year, the conference actually was in Minneapolis, and I had the thought that like the day before, literally, oh, I wonder if that breath coach would be coming to Minneapolis. And literally the next day, I got an email from somebody who had been on the East Coast, and they said, oh, I just got an email, and this breath coach is coming to Minneapolis, is wondering if anybody wants to have a breath class. And I'm like, I'm in. So I had studied the breath through pranic healing, and I had dabbled in different techniques for quite a while.
Okay, so for the audience that doesn't know what pranic healing is, what is pranic healing?
So it's just an energy healing modality that allows you to channel the healing light energy through your body and into another person. But there was a separate track that was also for spiritual growth, and it's called Arhatic Yoga. And that's where I learned several breathing techniques that I actually did routinely every day without even knowing anything about the breath. So it was kind of fun. And then somehow I just kind of fell away from that. So when I met this breath teacher, I had no idea what I was getting myself in for, but as soon as I took the class, I knew I was going to teach it someday. And the difference between what I had said before, every time I studied Reiki, studied pranic healing, studied other healing modalities, and I was going to quit pharmacy and actually do it, because I started to master my breath, I actually did it. So it was because my breath was holding me back. My teacher said, oh, your breath is so messed up. And I thought I was breathing just fine.
Right.
Just like you.
Oh, I thought I had it.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm good. I don't need Terry. Oh, gosh. Why would I? I'm doing just fine. Okay. So that kind of leads me to, would you like to guide us into some beautiful breath work?
Sure. Okay. I'd love to.
Okay. Floor is yours.
So the first thing I like to tell everybody is how you breathe is how you live your life. And so if your breath is deep, full, relaxed, connected, and flowing, that will show up in your life. On the other hand, if your breath is jerky or partial, or if you hold your breath, that will show up in your life. And that was me. I was holding my breath and I was pushing my breath, both. I did both. And I was trying to push my way through life, but yet I was holding myself back from really what I was brought here to do. So where we start, the modality I offer is, and I teach several different kinds of breathing, and there's thousands of different techniques, but soul breathing is what I'm going to share with you right now. And there's several levels, and it works on physical, emotional, mental, spiritual all at the same time. But we start with learning how to breathe properly, reminding your body how it's designed to breathe. So I'd like everybody to take their hand and put it on your belly. So your belly is way down low, by your pubic bone, below your navel. And just take a big breath, nice, slow, smooth breath in. And just notice what happens to your belly on the inhale.
Now, does it matter if we're breathing through our nose or our mouth?
For this, it does not matter. There's many techniques that will either breathe in and out through the nose, in and out through the mouth. But when I guide you through the process for a couple minutes, we'll do it in and out through the mouth.
Okay.
Okay. But for now, just notice what happens to your belly as you take that breath in. Just do a couple so you notice, where's your hand moving? Is it going in or out? So in a proper breathing technique, the way the body is designed to breathe, your hand should be moving out on the inhale. Your belly is, your diaphragm is what we use when we do proper breathing, and it's attached to the sternum in the front and the ribs in the back, and it's kind of like a mini trampoline going right through the middle of your body. And as you take that breath in, it starts to deflect downward. It pushes on all your soft tissue organs, but you have your ribs on the side and in the back. So the only place for anything to move is your belly. And your belly, because of the pressure of your diaphragm, should gradually rise, kind of like a loaf of bread in the oven. If your belly is going in or not moving at all, you may be a backwards or a chest breather. Come see me, because how you breathe is how you live. And that is one, about 30% of the population actually breathes that way. And it signals your body for fight or flight. And so if you breathe that way all the time, your body is usually thinking it's going to die. And it actually, you cut yourself off from your solar plexus on down, and you don't realize the importance of your body, and you're usually out of your body a lot.
So would that increase your cortisol and then your
yes.
cortisol? Okay, so there's that chain effect. Oh, my gosh, it just came to me. I saw the little human body, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Okay, go see Terry.
Yeah. It's because the vagus nerve runs right through the middle of the diaphragm. It's one of the 12 cranial nerves from your brain all the way down into your soft tissue organs, and it directs everything, and it controls the relaxation response in the body. So if you're not using your diaphragm properly, it will not trigger that relaxation response. And so your body's always checking, checking, checking to make sure it's okay, to make sure it's safe. And it feels the same. You produce the same chemicals, the same hormones as if you're really in the jungle with the tiger. So, yeah.
And I think when we started working together, I was...
You had a little bit of a backwards breath. But you fixed it really fast. Okay. It was probably that saxophone training.
Yeah, it was. Hello. Cheers. Mm-hmm.
So, so make sure you're breathing in your belly when we do this breathing process. Another thing that can help you if you feel like your belly was stationary or going in is you could take your fingers and put them up underneath your ribs. That's where your diaphragm lies. And if you push up under your ribs, you can kind of feel your diaphragm. And if you take a breath in, just a little one, it should push your diaphragm down and out, and your fingers should move. So that's another way to test. But don't worry too much about it right now, because we're just going to do a little bit of breathing, and any kind of breathing is good. Even if it's backwards breathing, that oxygen gets deeper into your cells, into your body, and it helps everything start to function better. So close your eyes and just relax your whole body. Usually we would do this to music or give yourself, your mind, something to kind of listen to, but just tune into your breath. And keep your hand on your belly, way down low. And there's three parts to the soul breathing technique. The inhale is where you breathe in the belly. And you breathe all the way up, almost to the clavicles, way up into your chest. So it's a full body breath. And the second part is we're going to let go. And that's what makes soul breathing different than all the other modalities on the planet. Because the exhale is about letting go. We're not going to push our breath. We're not going to pull back or hold back on our breath. Actually, let's just try that once before we go into the technique. Take your finger, pretend it's a candle, and I want you to blow out the candle. That's pushing. You don't want to push your exhale, or you hyperventilate, you'll get really dizzy and you won't feel that great. And it's actually devitalizing for the body. There are some breathing techniques that actually have you exhale forcefully the whole time. You do have a wonderful out-of-body experience, but it's not healthy for the body in the long run. And soul breathing is very, it's very good for the body, and it's also very safe. The way most people hold back on the exhales, they would take a long, slow slide with the exhale. So just try it. Take a big breath in and just give me a long, slow sigh. So it feels relaxed, but you're actually controlling your diaphragm and how much air you're letting out for every little nanosecond. So we're just going to let go. So you take a big breath in. When you get to the top, you're just going to let go. The right amount of air will come out. The exhale is a function of the inhale. So every if you take a really big inhale in, you're going to get a bigger puff out. If you take a little inhale, you're going to get a little puff out. So just listen to your breath as you do it. The third part of the breath is going to connect the inhale to the exhale and the exhale to the inhale. So it's going to be a continuous breath. And this is going to be, if you're comfortable with it, in through the mouth, out through the mouth, because it's going to be a bigger opening, a bigger hole. It will draw in more oxygen, but it will also draw in more prana, more life force that rides along with the breath. So let's just do like a minute maybe of deep breathing and just notice what happens to your body. Just feel your body. So just start going, and I'll guide you as we go. But I'm going to start out with this three breaths, and then I'll talk you through the rest. So breathing in.
I keep wanting to inhale and exhale through my nose.
Inhaling through the mouth, exhaling out through the mouth. And if you mix it up, it's okay. Just keep it going. Notice the inhale connecting to the exhale. Notice the letting go. The exhale should take about 1 or 2 seconds. It's fairly short, but it's relaxed. It's not pushed. And then pick up the breath right away again. noticing your belly rising on the inhale, falling on the exhale. If you're having trouble feeling your belly, you can push in a little bit down by your belly, by your navel or your pubic bone. It's safe to be in physical form. I love my body. Just keep the breath moving. It's safe to breathe. I love to breathe. Just starting to come back, feel your feet on the floor. Begin to wiggle your body a little bit. Wiggle your shoulders, your wrists, your ankles. Take one big breath in and let it go with a sigh. Make a sound. Now notice how you feel. Just notice the spaciousness, the lightness. Notice if you have any tingling in your body. Notice your connection to your higher self. And smile.
And smile. That was lovely. It's interesting to hear you breathe properly because it's totally different than I think so many people do it. I mean, you think that you're, and then you got to do this big, long exhale and you're like, nope, just let it go. Just let it go. So I'm realizing that the way they teach you how to do Lamaze breathing when you're birthing is so wrong.
Mm-hmm. I did that. I took those classes. Yeah.
It's just like, oh my goodness. Well, you guys, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking the segment and oh gosh, there's so much more. So we're wrapping up segment. I don't even know. Are we segment two? I think this is segment two. Thank you. See, without Brian, I'm just lost. This is segment two. Kelly and Brian, we're being curious with Terry Peterson. We're breathing. We just had a beautiful breath work. Ask how we're feeling. I'm feeling just floaty and beautiful and full of oxygen. This is fantastic. We are on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine, edgemagazine.net. Coming back for segment three with Terry Peterson, and we're properly breathing. We'll be back. Hey, everybody, we're back. It's Kelly from Being Curious with Kelly and Brian, Brian and Kelly. Today, here, Terry Peterson, we're breathing. Like, we're really breathing. In the previous segment, that was just some beautiful breath work, Terry. Thank you so much. And I can see all these people, like, driving around in their cars or downloading or listening to the podcast, and they're like, okay, like, seriously, let's breathe. Okay, where do you want to go now?
Probably don't do it while you're driving, though, because you want to stay grounded and you don't want to, you know.
Okay, note to self, go back. Don't do this in the car if you're driving. But if you're in the passenger seat, then it's okay.
Yes.
Okay, so we've covered water. We've covered breath work. We've covered that you're a pharmacist and you're very, very curious. We brought your dad in. I mean, we've had a lot already in just a brief amount of time together. Something that you're also very curious about is anti-aging tools, and breathwork was one of them, but you have some supplements that you work with. So tell us about Club Sparkle. And I say this in all full honesty, I've taken Club Sparkle products. They're really amazing. I actually did not put Ion 5 in my water today because I'm low and I need to get some, but tell us about this because, okay, so here's also where I'm going with it. Because you research, because you have the pharmacist background, you're not going to just go to any store and put that supplement in your body. You're going to do the research. So tell us about Club Sparkle because I know that you vetted them out and that is really, really powerful. Floor is yours.
So the Sparkle products came into my life in 2018 and I really didn't expect to like them, or in fact, I went to the first meeting, and you're right. I asked all these questions, and most of the label was in Japanese because they're from Japan. But Japan has the highest longevity of any modern country in the world, and they have what they call the Ministry of Health, which looks at everything. It scrutinizes everything before they allow it to be on the market, and if it's passed the test of the Ministry of Health in Japan, it's a pretty powerful product and a pretty powerful thing because they don't let just anything be on their market. And it started to come here around 2018. It's still not fully launched in the United States, so you kind of have to know somebody who knows about it. And I decided, I actually just trusted my heart and my gut and not my head, because I could feel how the products were starting to work in my body. And I just heard a voice in my head that said, just say yes. And so it kind of sent me on this other journey, because I've always been interested, as you know, in anti-aging and longevity. And breath work is really like the top tool, I think. We all have our breath. Our noses are free. Learn how to breathe properly and you will be on the path to enlightenment, and you'll be on the path to live a long, healthy life. But what I've learned, and really I've learned it over many years, but especially in the last 3-4 years, our bodies are just constantly being downloaded with toxins. And, you know, we get them in our EMFs. We get them in our food, even if we're eating all organic. And it has wrecked our microbiome in our gut, which is one cell thick. And it actually determines what we're going to keep in our bodies and what we're going to let go of. And we a lot of times get overgrowth of parasites and bacteria and fungi in the microbiome. And we all of a sudden aren't absorbing properly anymore. And these products bypass the absorption process. They get right into the center of the cell. And it's because there's three main nutritional products, Ion-5, Everyoung, and Nectura. And Ion-5 is the base ingredient, and it's a mineral supplement that's been supercharged. And it is what the body is. It's like the body recognizes it as its DNA. It actually, they think, changes the length of the telomeres at the end of the DNA, which is what determines how long we're going to live. So over time, these products, I feel like, are really helping me age backwards.
Well, that's why when we were talking with Brian and you shared where your birthday is coming out, you were like, absolutely not, Brian. Here we go. And I've taken Ion-5. It's just a little bottle. It's a clear liquid. It's tasteless. You just put, I can do about 7 drops in my
water. Yeah, I recommend starting slow and working up. I usually say start with 3 or 4. I usually muscle test for people to see what they should be starting with.
And Terry, what's muscle testing for those who don't know what muscle testing is?
So it's just a way that the body can determine a yes or no answer. And there's different ways people do it. You can, use your fingers to kind of get a yes or no. You can hold somebody's arm and they hold the supplement, and if it's right for them, the arm will be strong versus weak. But that's a whole nother thing. But there are ways where you can determine whether or not a product is right for you. And sometimes you may get a no, because what happens with Ion-5 and what happens with the breath is it detoxes your body. And so I really feel like over the years as we age, most of our aging processes in the body is because we have so many toxins in them. And the more we can, you know, eat, even organic food is toxic because they've oversprayed the glyphosate. That's wrecked the microbiome. Our gut health is so important. So these products are a start, because the Ion-5 gives the cell the charge that is needed to make the various pumps work. But it actually opens up the cell wall to let toxins out and nutrition in. And they have done studies where they can show, like, the cells aren't clumped together as much anymore. It's just trace minerals. It's 72 trace minerals. And minerals are important for every cell in our body to function optimally. And Linus Pauling, who's a 2 Nobel Prize winner, said that the root of all disease is lack of minerals. And they farm the minerals out of the soil. Our soil health is so messed up. So we don't get the minerals from the soil. It doesn't get into the plant. So even the broccoli you're eating or the veggies you're eating, they don't have the minerals. And we need minerals to absorb vitamins. And as we age, we don't absorb mineral supplements very well anymore. So we're just in this catch-22 of being deficient in minerals.
Well, it's interesting you say this, and I'm like, you couldn't have teed this up better. But in the latest edition of The Edge magazine that was just hitting the streets, we actually did an article about the gut-brain connection.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Right? So, and that was our beautiful friend Teresa Cover and Earth's Natural Defense. And she was actually in recently, and she was talking about the gut-brain health and how important that is. So for you to come in here with just you being you, bringing that up made me smile. And I was like, yeah, Edge Magazine, we're on to something.
You
like,
are. Like, you are.
Like, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so talk to us about heavy metals, because I've heard that a lot, and like heavy metal detox is key. How do we get heavy metals in our body? I mean, people aren't just chewing on stainless steel and aluminum foil, but ooh, could that have something to, oh, never mind.
Probably.
But, okay.
I mean, there's all sorts of ways, and I can't pretend to know them all, but they used to have, you know, leaded gasoline. I grew up on leaded gasoline.
Yeah.
You see chemtrails or spraying something in the air, heavy metals. They're even, I know, doing research, and they probably are putting it in our food because they've discovered like nano particles of heavy metals, certain ones can preserve food longer. So we're getting it a lot of ways, and then we get the EMFs, and that might do something too. But yeah, heavy metals, if you can get rid of them, and we have the fillings in our teeth.
Right.
So a lot of people are having those taken out, but there's lots of exposure to the heavy metals, and that's been, you know, linked to Alzheimer's and a lot of autoimmune disease, and really eating organic, that can help. But there's so many ways that we can detox our body. Intermittent fasting is great. I've been playing with that. And I also do Purium products, which are the most pure in the world because they grow their produce away from any other farm, so there's no overspraying. And they're more of a food, and they have shakes and different things you can take for supplements as well based on food. But the Iron 5, it actually helps people breathe better.
Okay.
That's what I first really liked. It opens up your diaphragm, and they take a deeper. People take a deeper breath. My clients take a deeper breath.
Well, a lot to be said about that. So your website is theconnectingspirit.com, and you're launching a new website. Very, very exciting. And any of these products that we've talked about, the Ion 5 or the Club Sparkle products and the Purium products, you can also get on your website as well.
You can
correct? Read
about it on my
website.
Read
about it on your website. Okay. Perfect. Okay. You also have a busy couple months coming up with some of your soul breath discovery classes, some of your workshops. Tell us, and then you have a retreat that we're going to be talking about as we wrap up the show. But tell us what opportunities that people have that they can work with you.
So people can work with me in many, many ways. You can call me for a breath discovery Zoom class just to see what your breath is. I can check your breath online, and we do some breathing together, and I teach you about how the body is designed to breathe, and your breath pattern is unique to you, so we work from wherever you're at. And then I hold classes online usually once or twice a month. And then I have some in-person workshops. I'm starting to go live again with my workshops.
And
I do a two-day breath discovery class breath mastery class. And it's actually got two parts, so there's 4 days altogether. But that really gets you, it allows you to take your breath to a whole new level and use it as a pathway to heal, transform, be enlightened. You know, your breath can do it all. It can do a lot.
So people can reach out to you for your website. They can have private sessions with you. They have group sessions with you. Everything is on the Edge, edgemagazine.net community calendar. I know you're really good about putting your listings on there. But there's an event coming up in September that there's only two spots available, September 15th through 18th, 19th-ish. Okay, so 15th. Oh, my gosh. We're going to start over. September 15th through 19th in Arkansas. So people might go, like, why Arkansas? Why the Mountain Harbor Resort and Spa in Mount Ida, Arkansas? Why are you called there? And you are partnering with a gentleman by the name of Dr. Dan. Tell us a little bit about this.
So this retreat, I offer breath retreats usually once a year at sacred sites or places that have a lot of energy. And Mount Ida has the most crystals of any place in North America. And it's second only to Brazil in the crystal bed that's underneath Lake Wachita. So we will be doing some work while Mountain Harbor Resort is like the top 10, one of the top 10 spas in the U.S., yoo-hoo. And it's right on Lake Wachita, which has this crystal bed. And crystals are amplifiers, and they're powerful communicators. And so we will be breathing with the crystals, playing with the crystals. We'll be doing some, be swimming with the crystals in the lake. Dr. Dan is amazing, and you can learn about him on his website, Holy Divine Healing. But we've worked together for about 10 years, and he lives in Arkansas, and when he goes to Lake Wachita, and he has a boat on that lake, and so he goes about every day when the weather is right, and he says that being in the water will reset every molecule in your body in 2 hours, and it's because of the piezoelectricity that comes from the crystals through the water. Here's my water thing again. And yep. Then we just breathe a little bit. And it's just, it's highly, highly transformational.
I'm seeing the trifecta. We've got the breath. We've got the crystals. We've got the water. We've got Dr. Dan. We've got you. Sounds really fascinating. So how do people find out more about this retreat?
They can contact me on my website or email me.
That's fantastic. Okay. So we've got all these different ways that we can work with you, all these different ways where we can contact you. If someone was going to implement one to two things just from listening to this show into their daily life, what do you recommend?
Just remember to breathe here or there, you know, make your breath conscious. Breath is one system in the body that can be used consciously or unconsciously, and we breathe 24,000 times a day. Most of those breaths are unconscious. So when you make your breath conscious, just notice your breath. Take a few breaths at your computer. If you're in line at the grocery store, just do some breathing just like we did. You know, place your hand on your belly and just take small breaths. You don't want to be too noticeable when you're in line at the grocery store, but it can be kind of fun. And notice how you feel. It will really make a big difference in your life just to do some deep, conscious breathing.
This just popped in, but do kids know how to just innately breathe? And then as we get older, it just gets a little funkified?
When you're born, you're usually breathing openly and naturally.
Okay.
Sometimes if you have a mom that breathes backwards, the child fairly shortly on will entrain to the mom's breath.
You guys, we have Terry Peterson. This just flew by. Like, I didn't even know what segment we were in. Like, this was great. So getting a hold of her, 651-442-4623. Her website is theconnectingspirit.com. Terry, awesome. And thank you for helping us breathe better. We really appreciate you. Thank you for being in.
Thanks so much for having me. This has been really fun.
Yay! Being Curious with Kelly and Brian and Kelly on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Mahalo!